Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently light rain and 47 degrees. Tropical Storm Michael was one of the strongest storms to ever hit the United States. As it moves toward the Atlantic Ocean, the storm leaves behind major damage. Fox's Mike Tobin with the latest.
We've seen so many structures with the roofs ripped off, homes with the roofs ripped off. We've seen tractor trailers tipped over, tossed around the parking lot. Hundreds and hundreds of power crews that came in from out of state, but they can only fix one power line at a time. And that is why you have state and emergency officials urging people not to return to their homes if they've evacuated. This is just going to take some time.
The Kansas National Guard is helping with recovery efforts from Hurricane Michael. Six members will use a Black Hawk helicopter to aid in aerial search and rescue efforts. Governor Jeff Collier tells KSN News the request came from a multi-state agreement that speeds up support for disaster response between states.
I think they need to know that all Kansans are behind them. They put their lives on the line. This is not an easy duty. There is risk involved for all of them, and we want to support our men and women.
The Red Cross is also sending seven volunteers from Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa to help in Florida and Georgia. Wichita school officials are voicing concern about trains that idle for so long on tracks near the school. Students are crawling under boxcars and across the couplings to get home.
A school employee posted a video on Facebook after watching students risking their safety Tuesday getting past the stopped train. The Wichita Eagle reports that Hamilton Middle School principal Justin Castle says trains traveling just north of the school sometimes are stopped for up to an hour, tying up traffic. A Kansas law barring railroads from blocking a crossing for more than 10 minutes is being challenged by rail officials. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A wanted suspect was arrested in Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened late Wednesday afternoon at the Union Rescue Mission in the 2800 block of North Hillside. Officers went to the scene looking for a 53-year-old man who had an active arrest warrant from the Kansas Department of Corrections.
As officers approached the suspect did grab a butter knife from the table nearby and stabbed the officer in the chest just below his neck area. The suspect dropped the knife, and after a short foot pursuit, the suspect was taken into custody. The knife did not penetrate the officer's vest, and the officer was not injured.
Suspect has a lengthy criminal history in Kansas dating back to 1990. He was booked into jail for the attempted murder of an officer, aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and the outstanding warrant. Celebrities and the media ramp up attacks on Kanye West after his visit with the president.
From headlines dubbing Kanye West crazy to news anchors calling the White House meeting between the president and the rapper bizarre, there was a lot of celebrity reaction on social media as well. T.I. posted on Instagram, many called the meeting repulsive, a disgraceful power grab. George Takei wrote, just when you think we can't sink any lower, Kanye West is in the Oval Office talking to reporters. By the way, Mr. Trump, there was a really bad hurricane. And Yvette Nicole Brown tweeted, so many reasons he needs help. Attention does not help. Attention doesn't help either one of them. And attention on them surely doesn't help America. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. And 1330 KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning now, 610, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Last weekend, we were supposed to close Kellogg and I-235, and that was going to close down for some road construction.
I thought we were supposed to do that the weekend before as well.
No, just last weekend.
Okay.
They were going to do that, and they decided not to. Too much rain. They pushed it back to this weekend.
That's right.
Well, they've done that again. They pushed it back to another weekend. So Kellogg and I-235 not closed this weekend. It will be open It will close next weekend.
Right.
Weather permitting. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Probably be snow then. Take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This unseasonably cool weather pattern continues across south-central Kansas with occasional rain this morning. Could even have a rumble of thunder at times, but this will likely reduce to drizzle by this afternoon, our high 57. We will get a break from the rain this evening, our low 41. Then drizzle returns tomorrow afternoon, Saturday's high 56. And more rain expected Saturday night into Sunday as a stronger cold front moves in. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we have a cloudy sky, an east wind at 6 miles per hour, 47 degrees. We had a partly cloudy, cooler day Thursday across central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was a mere 55 degrees. Normal high for the date is 72. And as we look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, a large area of showers, light to moderate, is to the east of Wichita now. It's moving from west to east, and it's pretty much on the other side of the turnpike all the way up to Emporia. Emporia looks like it's getting some rain right now. And over to the east here, a pretty solid mass. Now to the west of Wichita, pretty clear. There are some scattered light showers out that way. Northwest, between Great Bend and Salina, pretty good batch of showers. So, as you heard in the forecast, a good chance for rain today here across south central Kansas. 6:11 here on Friday, October 12th, 2018. On this date in 1492, Christopher Columbus' expedition arrived in the present-day Bahamas. They rented a bungalow and got him some tequila going there, I guess. 1492. It's 50 years ago today, Ted. We had a visit from Governor Ronald Reagan of California.
Do you remember that?
I don't. That was happened while I was, well, what would it be? I would have been still in, I would have been in school. No.
No, you would have just, you'd be in.
What is today?
You'd be a high school grad.
Yeah, I would be in college at that time. Okay. Governor Reagan.
Governor Reagan came to Wichita for a visit. Not sure what he did that day. He was probably stumping for Republicans. It was an election year.
Yep. There are probably some Republicans listening right now who were there and saw him and shook his hand. I'll bet you. We also had building permits for two buildings of the Mall Shopping Center on East Harry, including the buildings of the new Montgomery Ward store and the Automotive Service Center. Occupancy would be in mid-1969. I remember, that mall was right where Kiddyland used to be at one time. And when my wife and I were first married and we lived in the South Side with our young son, we would go to that mall every now and then, take him around in the stroller.
Yeah, the mall, that was a big deal for
Harry's
a while.
Street Mall. And they, yeah. I get, excuse me, they were going to announce plans for a new Dillon's store at 13th and West. That's my Dillon's, where I go. First phase of a shopping center at this location. However, that shopping center was never built, Ted. There's nothing there but the Dillon's store.
But the Dillon's, yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah, and if you go out to the north, you run right into Cake TV.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Birthdays today. Who's got a birthday? Jad Chambers has a birthday today.
Right here in this very room.
Right in this very room. Right now, Jad's having a birthday.
Yes. So right, every Jad. Traffic update has a big birthday
He's got a big
hat on it.
He's got a big hat on. But
we're all wearing hats today. We all got the pointy birthday hats on for Jad.
Birthday hats today. All right, two men have been banned from a Houston gun range for life after one pointed an unloaded gun at the other while taking a picture. Top Gun range manager Kyle Harrison says he was alarmed when he saw the one man point the handgun at himself, then at his friend's head, while he took a selfie. The safety officer broke it up and ejected the pair, and the gun range posted surveillance video of the incident on Twitter. Harrison calls the act a cardinal safety violation, adding that his children know better than to do that, and they are 2 and 3 years old. And that's exactly the way I feel about responsible gun ownership. Some people who own guns haven't got a clue of how to take care
that's
of
true.
Them and what to do. They just don't know. Okay. But there's a good example. These guys have been banned for, how would you like to be banned for life from a gun range? That'd go pretty good on your resume there. It's 6:14 now, Steve and Ted. You know, we've had a couple of tough days on Wall Street, Ted.
Oh, my gosh. I know that the totals are big, but then I saw, yes, it's only a 1% drop.
Yeah, we had...
people are going crazy, and
Yeah, it's not.
I saw the S&P is down 1.2%. Percentage-wise. The Dow is down 1.2%. I'm like, well, that's not that big a deal.
Well, there would be a time when that 832-point dive the other day would have been huge on Wall Street. Well, Jeff Bezos has a problem. You know, during the Wednesday sell-off, the Amazon owner and CEO lost more than $9 billion. Then again, that's what happens when you're the richest person in the United States.
Yeah, I guess that all adds up. Yeah.
Earlier this month, his net worth reached $160 billion. So he lost $9 billion in one day.
In one day.
The Bloomberg Billionaires Index shows his net worth at
his portfolio is diversified.
$145 billion. Bill Gates in second with $96.3 billion. So the billionaires lost him. Warren Buffett lost nearly $4.5 billion in one day. But, you know, like you said, hey, there's more where that came from, right?
Yeah. And those guys will buy up some stocks at pennies on the dollar. And,
right.
You know, 2 months from now, they'll have recouped all
that. Yeah, see, when that happens, when the prices go down, the volume, you know, they go in here and they find some bargains.
Find some deals.
But this is being called a sell-off. And we have a birthday, just one more birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the sell-off of our 401ks is what it is.
Tomorrow, our good friend Hank Schiessel's having a birthday. He's going to be 77. Hank Schiessel, one-time quarterback at Wichita State.
Yeah, former Shocker football coaching legend.
He wound up playing for the New York Giants for a while.
Went up and played in the NFL.
Pretty good guy. I've worked with him and know him pretty well. Have you ever worked with Hank?
I have not.
He's done some radio, but I worked with him at another place. Hank's having a birthday today. All right, Ted, 6:16, and just a quick personal note. Yesterday afternoon, my grandson Reese took the oath and joined the Kansas Air National Guard at McConnell Air Force Base.
How did that go?
And Shelley and I were there along with his parents to see that, and he posted some photos on Facebook overnight, and it was pretty good.
That had to make you proud.
Yeah, proud. There's some exciting things going with the Air Guard, and there was a young woman who was also took the oath at the same time. And my understanding is that Reese is going to be going sometime to San Antonio to do basic. San Antonio is where my brother, older brother Don, was. Well, he was stationed there for several years, and my dad was there during World War II.
So there is a San Antonio connection.
There is a big one. So anyway, Reese is.
How about that?
Reese is giant up. And so we're proud of him.
All right. That's right? Fantastic.
Coming up on 6:18 this morning, Steve and Ted. And time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Of course, we're anticipating football Sunday night coming up here with the Chiefs on a Sunday night. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we sure are. That'll finish up the weekend sports-wise, and it'll be featuring the Kansas City Chiefs, top team in the NFL at 5-0, one of two unbeaten teams left in the league. The Chiefs will visit the gold standard, the New England Patriots. The Chiefs have won their last two regular season matchups with the Patriots, including that huge season opener last year.
Oh, yeah, that was big.
Yeah. Chiefs are a 3.5-point underdog going into this one. Oddsmakers do expect this to be the highest scoring game in the NFL this weekend. Chiefs-Patriots. Mitch Holtis will have live pregame coverage beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The game will kick off at about 7:20 p.m. on Sunday. You can listen to it all on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS right here on your home of the Chiefs. And, of course, 2 hours from right now, we'll have our pregame chat, our weekly chat with Mitch Holtis, previewing this Chiefs-Patriots matchup at about 8:15 this morning. Make sure you're listening right here on KNSS
There are folks out there that plan their Friday mornings around that.
Good radio.
It's good radio right here with Steve and Ted.
So we'll talk with Mitch a couple hours from now. Be here for that. College football tomorrow up in Manhattan. It's homecoming for Kansas State. The Wildcats are hosting Oklahoma State. Wildcats are still looking for their first conference win. They are tied at the bottom of the standings with KU. K-State has lost 3 in a row. They are a touchdown underdog against the Pokes tomorrow. And neither team is playing too well in the conference right now. Both pretty desperate for a win. That'll kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Manhattan. And that'll be nationally televised on ESPNU, K-State, and Oklahoma State. No football tomorrow for KU. The Jayhawks have the week off. College football tomorrow here in the state. Pittsburgh State visiting Fort Hays State at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Gorillas of Pittsburgh State are 5-1. They are ranked number 17 in the nation.
They always have a good team, don't they?
Sure do.
Man.
Another good team this year.
Wow.
That'll be tomorrow afternoon in Hays. We've got football in El Dorado tomorrow night. 16th-ranked Butler Community College hosting Air Force Prep. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 6:30 tomorrow night, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. High school football, it is week 7 for high school football. Some of the lower classes begin district play. We have some really good matchups. The top matchup in the City League tonight, probably undefeated Northwest hosting Heights.
Oh, yeah.
So good matchup there.
That'll be a good one.
And we've got a couple massive games. Mays undefeated hosting 5-1 Salina Central tonight.
That's a good one.
That'll be a big one out in Mays. Poor Mays finally gave up a touchdown last
week.
Oh,
did they?
First touchdown they've allowed all season. Yikes at Mays defense. And how about this matchup? Okay. Conway Springs at Chaparral, both undefeated.
Oh.
Big game tonight.
Yeah.
Good high school action here in week 7. And we do have college volleyball at home this weekend for Wichita State. Shockers are hosting East Carolina tonight at Coke Arena, and then Cincinnati on Sunday afternoon. Both these are two of the four teams that are ahead of the Shockers in the conference standings. So massive home weekend for the Shockers, who have not lost at home yet this season. And the Shockers are in the top 10 in the nation in attendance. 8th in the nation in attendance,
well,
averaging more than 30,000 fans.
Terrific.
Per match.
Ooh, yeah.
And tomorrow is a huge free event downtown. It is the big farewell event for Lawrence Dumont Stadium. One last chance for the public to kind of engage with the old stadium before demolition begins next week. It all starts from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. They will be selling individual seats to anyone who wants to buy them, cash only. You can only have one per person. The blue nice seats are more expensive. The red cheaper seats are only $5 a piece.
Wow.
You have to bring your own wrench and screwdriver to unhook it.
You do. Yeah. But you know, if you got down there and you had somebody next to you doing it, they'd probably help you do it.
You think, hopefully, yeah.
$5, huh?
For those crummy red seats, only pay $5.
I think Tony ought to get 3 or 4 of them and put them in here.
Uh-huh. Extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're right.
But you can have a little piece of memorabilia.
Or we can get airline seats, too.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow, huh?
That's tomorrow, and then starting at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, they'll open up the gates to anyone that wants to come in and enjoy the ambiance. There is a celebrity baseball game at 3 o'clock. Food trucks will be there. After that game, there is a tribute. Some of the family members of Charles Lawrence and Hap Dumont will be there. The astronauts will play some live music. There will be a final fireworks show ever at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, roughly after sunset, maybe 8:30-ish tomorrow. And then, weather permitting, they will show a couple of baseball movies, The Sandlot and For the Love of the Game.
Astronauts are going to play, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Friends of Steve and Ted in the morning.
That's a fun day. It's going to go all day long.
Yeah, huge event all day long at Lawrence Dumont. It's all free. So if you want to go out and enjoy that is tomorrow. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 6:23 now, Steve and Ted. Give it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A Trump t-shirt upset some football fans. That story and more coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.